at Te Araroa on the coast nearest the quake epicentre. The whole settlement has evacuated to Whetū Mātātaro, known locally as Hospital Hill. Or Mihihi Cook is there with her brother, and she spoke to Phil Pennington.
We're on Whetū Mātātaro Hill. All of the locals that are in the community have mostly all moved up here. And, yeah, we're just sitting up here waiting until we're told to go home.
How many people are there?
Guessing? It's the vehicles anyway. I don't know how many people are in it. Yeah, everybody's sitting in their cars. It's not raining. It's a nice night.
When did you get there? How long ago?
I got here when my husband told me to get up here. He's the chief of the fire station. He rang me from the station because we had an alert to say, move out now. You know, everybody gets the call for the tsunami to go out, to evacuate now. So that's when he rang me up to come, go up the hill.
Did anyone have to go banging around on anyone's door?
Yeah, they do. There's some some kaumātua in the community, and we know who they are, and there's people that go around and see how they are and pick them up and bring them up the hill.
How are you feeling? Was that scary, that shake?
Was it ever? It was spooky. It's just sharp all the time. It's just rocking. The quake was rocking. It was shaking like anything. It was a long one. So they do say, what? Long, strong, be gone. So see how the community worked it.
What did you do as soon as it hit?
What did we do? Just woke up. I had a cup of tea. My husband went up to the fire station. Then we got the emergency call on our phone, and it said evacuate now. So that's when I think everybody come up.
Any damage to your house?
Not really. Not that I can see.
Did you see any? No. Did you see any damage to anything else on the way? Any property?
No. Not my house, but maybe other houses.
Mm. No reports where you are of anyone being hurt?
Not at the moment, no. Nothing's come through.
And can you see the sea where you are?
Not where I am. I'm right on top of the hill. But when I left home, the sea was roaring like it usually does. And then all of a sudden, it was just so quiet and it was spooky. And I was like, nah, I'm not staying here. I'm right near the sea.
So it went quiet?
It was, yeah, just went quiet from rolling and being noisy to just really quiet. It's quiet now.
That is Aumihi Cook speaking there to Phil Pennington a bit earlier on this morning. Just a reminder that tsunami warning has now been cancelled by civil defence. It was following that 7.1 earthquake off the coast of Te Araroa. The threat of strong and unusual currents has now passed, says civil defence. That's for all parts of New Zealand, including the Chatham Islands. Of course, we will have a lot more coverage of that today.